I'm Carol Hills in for Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. We have a couple stories now about dads, specifically the pressures that fathers face in Asian countries. In South Korea, there's the image of the company man who never gets home until 10 at night. He's never there for his kids, physically or emotionally. But there's a school for Korean dads that's trying to change that, and it has a branch right here in the U.S. Heidi Shin went to a seminar and sent us this story.
I'm not into the habit of hugging.
That's 47-year-old Jason Chang, and he says he's not really into the habit of hugging.
Being a Korean, you know, when I was growing up, my father or mother really didn't really hug.
Jason is a student at the Toronto Father School in Centerville, Virginia, which has a large Korean community. The Father School is a four-day retreat of sorts designed to transform stoic Korean dads into more loving and involved parents. The oldest student is in his 70s. The youngest is just 27. And almost all have something in common. Their wives made them come.
She basically signed up and then she gave me, oh, this is the start date, so go ahead and go. But actually, I'm glad that I did it because it kind of gave me some insight.
We're in a church fellowship hall where a live band plays modern Christian hymns and the men sing along. There are lectures and activities, including a lesson literally on how to hug. One arm here, no patting on the back. And small group discussions that resemble both group therapy and a locker room huddle.
Yeah. But did your father love you, do you think? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He just didn't know how to communicate.
He just didn't know how to communicate that.
The Toronto Father School was started by a church in Seoul in the 1990s as a response to an epidemic of absentee fathers in South Korea. Men were working some of the longest hours in the developed world. Confucian values praise them for not expressing their emotions. And for some, it was the norm to physically discipline their kids. By the third day, a few students have already dropped out. But those who remain are surprisingly honest in their sharing. Most say they've been disappointed by their own fathers. One worries about his teenage son. Another confesses he doesn't see much of his grown children. And a few admit they've turned out to be a lot like their own dads. It's not just about being a better dad. There are assignments like write a letter to your wife, share a list of 20 reasons why you love her, give her the kind of attention you did while you were dating.
사랑하는 혜정 씨, 당신에게 프로포즈할 때
One student shares his heartfelt letter with the group.
미국행 비행기를 탄 지도 벌써 4년이 다 되어가고
Since coming to the States 4 years ago, he admits life has been harder than he expected. Living in a small apartment with children, unable to speak the language or find work, he says we grew tired and said more hurtful words than we intended. As it turns out, parenting is hard, and the stresses of immigrant life only make it harder. So a version of the Toronto Father School launched in the U.S. in the early 2000s, a Korean version for more recent immigrants, and one in English for the next generation. Over the years, the school's expanded to more than 40 countries around the world, with more than 300,000 graduates. The school is staffed entirely by graduates. The older men say they don't want to see younger dads repeat their mistakes. They don apron and serve up coffee as they share their own stories during breaks. Frankly, they say, it's easy to revert to their old selves in a matter of months. But in coming back to volunteer, there's a community that keeps them accountable, says alum Dave Lee.
Even though I fall back on it sometimes, I'm able to reflect on my things that I've done wrong or could have been different ways, but this school made me realize, you know, right path, way of healing our families and the relationship between my children.
Families are invited to join the fathers for their graduation ceremony. The men change into the school's signature referee striped shirts as a symbol of their transformation. At the close of the night, the men file in with towels over their shoulders. They kneel before their wives and wash their feet gently, just as Jesus washed his disciples' feet in the Bible. Women lean forward in their chairs, dabbing their eyes with tissues. I meet a woman in her 50s as she links arms with her husband and waits in line for their graduation photos. She's holding flowers and eager to talk about the changes she sees in her husband.
You know, Korean men enjoy drinking.
She goes on to say that her husband has agreed to drink less, and she's thrilled.
I'm so glad to hear about that. Very, very happy.
Fathers put their arms around their children and smile for the camera. Their wives look relieved and hopeful. Meanwhile, staff are already circulating, recruiting new graduates to join their ranks as Father School volunteers. For The World, this is Heidi Shen, Centerville, Virginia.